trusted, live and local. Your community all morning long here on 1480 WHBC.
So the Browns, they're 4-4 right now. We all know that. But as I said yesterday, I'm content with 4-4 versus with what, 3-5 or whatever they could be. You know, there's still time, 9 games left to get this train moving. Well, maybe you haven't watched games. Maybe you just don't pay for cable. Maybe you don't want to watch the game alone. Well, Billy, I know Billy's really, he's really into this story right now. It is what is being deemed the best football day ever. And it's presented by the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's this series. It's going to be launched on Sunday, November 7th, when the Bengals take on the Browns in Cincinnati. On the line, we have the Pro Football Hall of Fame's Rich DeRozers with us. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing well. Jordan, how about you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure.
You know, I had to stifle a laugh. I wasn't sure if my feed was live yet, but the way you opened that with, so the Browns, and you took that pause, and I almost laughed out loud. I think that's how a lot of Browns fans feel, right? It's like, so the Browns,
Yeah.
Am I ready to get on board? If I was on board already, am I thinking about jumping off the bandwagon? If I wasn't on it, am I really willing to risk jumping on it? Who knows with this team?
Who knows? And, you know, there's so many. There are a lot of bandwagon fans in the last 3 years, but, you know, we'll take whoever wants to cheer for them. But this is that time of the year, though, when you're going to start seeing the bandwagoners jump off.
That's right.
All right, Rich. This, to me, this sounds like a great day. The best football day ever on Sunday, November 7th. What is it? What makes it the best football day ever?
Well, you listen, it's the best football day ever until the next one comes along, I suppose, which is what somebody might say, and maybe that's true, because maybe the next one will be the bestest. If it works for a certain pizza company, it can work for us too, I suppose. We are having a Browns watch party here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame with no added admission costs. So if you buy an admission ticket to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this Sunday, you can spend a few minutes or the entire afternoon watching the Browns on the 36-foot super high-definition screen in the Nash Family Event and Conference Center with several of your new bestest friends and one of the great Hall of Famers who played part of his career in Cleveland, Joe DeLaMalur. He'll be there. You can talk some football with him, get your picture taken with him, eat a hot dog with him, maybe play some cornhole with him, and it's all included in the price of the ticket. So that's where we got the idea from just wanting to make the Hall of Fame a little more engaging to fans on a game day Sunday, and this is what the first attempt's going to look like.
How long has this been in the works that you guys wanted to roll this out and do this?
It's come along fairly quickly. I'd say just a couple of weeks, really, to go from idea to plan. And Joe D happened to be in the... It was one of those things that's like, you know, could we do this? Should we do this? What would it look like? And Joe D happened to be in the building because he was doing a program with our youth and education team called Heart of a Hall of Famer, and Joe did a remote learning experience with area and students all over the country, and we caught him walking through the hall and pulled him into a meeting. Said, "Joe, you got an extra minute? We got something we want to bounce off. You were thinking about doing this," and he was all in. His eyes lit up. He said, if you do it, count me in. And so that kind of put it a little bit on a faster track to say, well, let's go ahead. We've got some buy-in from a Hall of Famer. Let's do this. And looked at the Browns' schedule for the first time that it made sense. They've been home for the last couple of games, and now they're going on the road. And it helps that Cincinnati is playing well, and we know that there's Bengal fans in the area as well, and they're excited about the team too. So we think we'll get a good mix of Bengals fans and Browns fans.
So is this something that is going to just be for Browns games for the remainder of the season?
No, and it won't be every week. We're gonna see what lessons we learn here and see what kind of response we get and what the fans like and if there's some things that they think that we didn't think of that they didn't and said, hey, could we add this? Could we add that? Take their suggestions in mind and come back with another one probably in a few weeks. And once we get some feedback from this weekend, we'll see what that looks like and who it might be. But it's not going to be only Browns. We're going to look for some other marquee matchups. We'll probably do something that involves the Steelers because we know that there's a passionate fan base of Steeler fans around here.
Yeah, we can't control
early morning.
We can't
including
control
a certain early morning host who gets sometimes gets a little obnoxious with me about it, but we love her anyway. And so we're going to take a look.
Okay. No, that sounds fun. So to get in, there's no added cost to it, but it's just the price of admission into the Hall of Fame, right?
That's correct. So, we're encouraging people, if you have said, boy, I haven't been to the Hall of Fame in a while, or I haven't been there ever, I should really do that someday. We're hoping that they look at Sunday, November 7, and say that's the day to do it, because in addition to all the great things that they can do with their admission ticket, and including seeing the Super Bowl film and the Game for Life Theater and the 354 bronze busts, they can also stroll over to the Nash Center and watch as much or as little as the game as they want and stick around for a free hot dog.
How many people are you expecting? Is there an RSVP, maybe like a feeler that you guys have sent out?
We have sent some early word to some people who are subscribers of our email newsletter, our email list, so they've heard about it. And we've gotten some response. I know that there's a couple of groups who are some smaller groups of fans and families of fans who said, hey, that sounds good, count us in. I guess it would be a nice problem to have to be a little overwhelmed, but we're saying that the first 400 people get I'll be guaranteed of getting that some free food out of it. And
count me in, free food. Count,
there you go. So there'll be it's going to be like being at a tailgate party, without having to drive up to Cleveland at 10 in the morning and freezing. Come here for your tailgate experience. That's kind of how we're pitching it to fans.
Okay, so the first 400 people will get tailgate style food that'll be included. What time are the doors opening? What time can I show up and be in the parking lot, knocking on the door, ready to just get in?
9 a.m. We open for business on every day at 9 a.m. You can come that early. Now, the doors to the Nash Center probably won't open. I don't have an exact time for you, Jordan. I apologize for that. I'm just going to guess probably in the 11:30 to 12 o'clock range is when we'll open up the Nash Center to the fans and when the pregame shows start coming on and get that tailgate atmosphere started.
And there's going to be a cash bar available for those who want to come and partake.
If that's your thing, and we'll even have a couple of stations set up. We have the big screen, which is a 36-foot wide screen, which is a great way to watch the game. There'll also be a couple of smaller screens in the Nash Center, and there will be a couple of pop-up bars built around those bigger screens, those side screens as well. So if you like that kind of bar experience, bring some of your friends, have an adult beverage, and watch the game that way.
Wow. Well, this sounds really exciting, Rich. I can't wait. Billy and I, we've been talking. We might make our way down on Sunday.
You do that. And I'll be here. You say hello to me, and we can all say hello to Joe D. Hopefully the Browns are 5-4 instead of 4-5 Sunday. We'll see.
We're hoping. We are hoping. Rich, thank you so much. Rich DeRozers with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Thanks for coming on and talking about the best football day ever. Can't wait.
Thanks, Jordan. Hope to see you Sunday.